to the best of my
Yeah,
ability,
that's kind of
offer
my.
to the world.
Right. To the best of my ability to offer that to the world. Right. And it's just been, I had that experience of just grace arising and arising, that ability to be present for that person. There's a lot of charged energy out here, you know, following the election. I've got a lot of American friends, a lot of concern, and I'm Canadian, so they're kind of looking at me like, well, you know, should we make the move to Canada? And I said, well, you know, let's just, you know, see what happens. Kind of wait and see, because there's what I'm getting from it, Sherry and Ashwini, is there's so much urgency to want to do something.
Yes, which, as we know from students of awareness practice, from being students
Yeah.
of awareness practice, that's what ego is always doing, right? It's
Yeah.
always trying to get people urgent, frantic, running around, hysterical, because then it's in
Right.
charge. It's when we stop,
Yeah.
we slow down, we start paying attention, we come back to the breath, we're really here. Now, the intelligence animating us can give us some direction.
Yes. That's right. That's been my experience, is just getting that ability to get as close to center as possible, that disidentification, and not get in that ability to not give egocentric confidence self-hate the attention, then I do have that best shot of letting life drop in whatever intelligence or guidance is going to provide for me to be in the
Yes.
world how I want to be. It's brilliant.
Yes. 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 And it's always the case, right? Whatever happens with this, whatever happens next, whatever happens anywhere, anytime, we always have the same answer, which is really relaxing, right? Because if content dictated process, circumstances dictate behavior, then we're in big trouble because we have to figure out what the circumstances are and then figure out what we should do in reaction to those circumstances. Not all of that feeds ego beautifully, but it is not what we need to do. We need to be still, pay attention, get here, look to life, respond accordingly. Whatever happens, it doesn't matter if your house just caught on fire, or the election didn't go the way you want, or you just lost your job, or you got an awful, scary diagnosis, or whatever happens in life. Our job is exactly the same.
Yes. Yes.
It's good, huh?
To get still, it's good to get still, be as
Yeah.
present and close to center as possible, and allow life to drop in the guidance that will assist us in any content or circumstance that arises, irregardless of the content.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah,
So relaxing.
beautiful.
Thank you, Todd.
It is. Thank you so much. Thanks, Ashwini. Thanks, Sherry. We'll talk soon.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
Take
Scott.
care. Stay warm.
Bye-bye. Okay, will do.
Okay.
You know, Sherry, that's so beautifully stated in that conversation, which is the work that we have to do is to get still, get out of the conversation, and let life guide us in whatever is next. That is
Yes.
our work. And we keep,
Yes.
and that bamboozle where conditioning is always pointing us to how we change, what do we do to affect the circumstances or affect myself in order to get to the outcome that I want, rather than that process that we have to do, which is our work, so that the intelligence animating us can animate the next step.
Yes. Yes. And again, just to underline this, there's nothing passive about any of it. Not at all. Ego would say, oh, well, that's great. You just sit there on your couch while the world falls apart around you. No. Not at all. Not at all. What we're doing is receiving guidance to do whatever we are called to do. And the most active part of that is the getting still.
Yes.
Right? That's what takes everything we've got to get out of that conversation and conditioned mind, to get back to center, to pay attention, to be here. That's active. I mean, you might do that sitting on your couch, but it's going to be a very active sitting on your couch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole of the universe's energy is available in that moment.
Exactly so. Yeah. Now, Ashwini, as I was talking with Todd, an announcement came on that the recording started. And
yes,
I didn't know if technology had messed us up again, and you should repeat the quote in case that first part of it didn't get recorded.
What a good idea. That was exactly what happened. So here's, it seems like I will repeat the quote again.
Okay, good, good.
Here you go.
All right, thank you.
To take on self-will is a joint endeavor of immense cooperation between divine grace and human effort. It's like a matching grant. The harder we try, the more abundantly grace pours forth from within to augment our effort.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Sherry. And let's see what our next caller has to say about that.
All right. Thank you.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, good morning. This is Eleanor.
Hey, hello, Eleanor.
Hi, everybody. It's actually lunchtime for me, and I finally had a day I could call in. And I've been just washing myself with the recordings of these sessions, and it's felt like so supportive and exactly what my practice, the support I needed. Today's discussion is exactly what I've been looking at. So what has happened externally, the support is what I've been looking at for a long time, months and months and months of not feeling the urgency to do something, rather to practice coming to the heart and letting go of that conditioning story.
Mm-hmm.
And so this support, of course, is exactly what I wanted and needed. And it seems today, as I've been doing that and finding it so relaxing and feels good. then adding the layer and the reading of, or maybe it was you two discussing it, was of asking life, of not of the first thing being to come to the heart and come out of the story and the urgency, but the also that layer of having the heart of being open to life or asking for what is next.
Yes.
That makes
sense. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And one of the all-time favorite quotes of an awful lot of people, St. Francis, make me an instrument of your peace. And so that prayer that comes from, can only come from stillness, right? And it's not a, if we said something like, help me be in unconditional love. It's such a huge statement of willingness, desire, wish, hope to serve, to not just have something for myself, but to be a channel for what one wants for oneself and for everyone. Right? And when we come back to the heart, as you're describing, that is our wish and our prayer and our hope.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so that's just, I'm just really, really grateful because I've spent the best of the last ever how many weeks and months of coming back to I choose unconditional love or thank you, I love you, and having that well, I've found a big place of the commitment to do that is what's big. It doesn't what the story is internally is not what matters, really.
That's right. Yes, yes, exactly so. Because then you're here. You're available. You're already, you are availing yourself of, right? You are asking to be a portal. Now life can use us in any way, right? And so that's what's so relaxing for us, right? I don't need to have a plan. I don't need to figure anything out. I don't need to know anything. So if I just simply show up, you know, you're doing whatever you're doing, and I just show up and say, Eleanor, I'm here to help. Okay, and then you tell me what you need me to do that will be helpful to you.
Wow.
Yeah. How fabulous, yeah, right? And that's what we're doing with life. So the attitude of mind that can be in that place we can only be in that place when we're already full. We've already received so much, we're overflowing. I don't need anything, Eleanor. I just want to assist you. Yeah.
Oh.
Now maybe you say, well, you know, Sherry, I don't need anything either. Let's go find somebody else. Right? And so off we go. And we just keep finding more and more people who say, actually, you know, I've just got everything I need here. I'm just happy and grateful. And I know that there are people who do need. And so can you see it as a world movement?
Yes, and that's how it moves, or how it.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it's all, not to go back and look at conditioning, but to me, it's taking that pressure off. That feels.
Yes.
That allows me to come to that place of.
Yes.
Having the fullness that the heart, you know, the emptiness and the fullness, I guess, both together.
Yes. They go together, don't they? Beautifully, perfectly. It's emptying the teacup, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And so in that place, when we are in that place and we are available, then anything is possible. And the reason that we keep combining those, get out of the conversation and conditioned mind, choose unconditional love, those go together. Emptiness and fullness, right? That's another good example of that. Because none of what we're talking about is going to be able to happen as long as we're in a conversation with conditioned mind. It just can't, which is why today's quote is so perfect, right? Because what we do is we just stop, we breathe, we get as close to center as we can, and we ask for what it is that we want. Make me an instrument of your peace. Help me be in unconditional love. Right?
Okay. All I can say is thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel so fortunate.
So good.
For practice, right, and the support.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Take good care, Eleanor.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eleanor. Sherry, it's just so beautiful to be able to be in that place from which we can ask life, what do you need? It's just such a radical movement to that place of adequacy, of life, of humility almost. And that is when we become the instrument. Because it's seldom that we... So when we are in that place and say, make me an instrument of your peace, what we have to receive is the how of that. But we have to be in the place
where
we ask.
Yes. Yeah, and the trust, right, which is why the dropping the self-hatred is so important. If we're listening to those voices tell us what we're doing wrong or that we could make a mistake or whatever it is, then we can't really be there. Because when the intelligence animating us says, ha, 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 if we look to conditioned mind to say, is that the right thing to do? I'm not sure that that's coming from center. Oh, no. No, it's not gonna be happy for us, right? It won't be a happy situation. We have to have the faith and the trust in the intelligence, in that which animates us, that which is us, that we can't make a mistake. We'll learn, we'll grow, we'll see new things, we'll realize, you know, as we practice, so we start out in practice and we are where we are. And a year later, we're somewhere else. And 5 years later, we're somewhere else. And 10 years later, we're somewhere else. Now, if we listen to conditioned mind, it would want to beat us up for where we were when we started practice. But we don't do that, right? And so every moment that we, to the best of our ability, look to our hearts, look to life for guidance and do what it seems like we're called to do, we're going to learn something. We're going to pay attention. And if we just keep saying thank you, we're going to see more, and we're going to see more. And what we're called to do will be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look anything like we think it will.
No, not a thing. Not a bit. And, you know, Ashwini, it reminds me of one of those, you'll be able to help me with this, but one of those favorite quotes about not to do the little things that we are called to do rather than the grandiose things that we're not called mm-hmm. to do. You know that mm-hmm. one?
Mm-hmm.
Is that quote?
Yeah, the Sal. Yeah, I do. I actually have it with me right now.
Okay. Yeah. So that's just it. You know, again, conditioned mind, what I'm going to be an instrument of peace. And that's what I want to do, so I need to be Gandhi. I need to be Mahatma Gandhi and take over the U.S. and organize all of the people and, bring about world peace. And no, that's probably not what I'm being called to do. It's probably just smiling at the person standing next to me and saying thank you to somebody and offering a kindness, or maybe somebody's hungry and we give them something to eat, or we realize we have so many extra coats and we take those someplace where people who are cold can have a warm, you know, life will guide us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quote is, God requires a faithful fulfillment of the merest trifle given us to do, rather than the most ardent aspiration to things to which we are not called.
Yeah, boy, there it is, huh? Yeah. So can I just be polite to somebody at the store when I've had a really difficult day? There, that is being an instrument of peace, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we might have time to squeeze in one last caller, Sherry.
Oh, let's squeeze them.
Okay, here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Ramita.
Ramita.
Hey, Ramita.
Ready for a squeeze.
I love squeezes. Thank you. Oh, this is so good. I've been practicing the I Choose Unconditional Love, and I'm realizing this as an energy management technology.
Aha. Ooh, say more about that.
Yes, it's like it's mind. I've already planted what I'm choosing. I'm choosing unconditional love. I choose to repeat that. I choose to listen to a recording of that so that when I look out at the field of awareness, there's no more discriminating to be done. It's all one, and I'm part of this.
Aha. Ooh, it's so simple.
So simple. And when do I be Gandhi or do I smile here? Those things don't come up except, haha, look at that. It's trying to discriminate. I come back to I choose unconditional love, and then life uses me.
Yes. And the smile is just there. Right?
Yeah.
You realize somebody's smiling at you, you're smiling at them. Oh, yep. How glorious. There's no decision to make. I don't have to decide whether I feel like smiling at that person or I don't.
Right. It's like discriminating mind starts dissolving. It's just, you know, I've already chosen, you know, that sense of duality.
Oh,
do I go?
Oh, wait. I love that. I've already chosen.
Yes.
That's perfectly it, isn't it?
Yes.
I've already chosen. We don't need to have a discussion about that, do we? Because I've already chosen. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
Well, just that. And that choice is so much bigger than these little dualities that come up.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's the echo of I choose unconditional love that's behind, beneath, surrounding all of the rest. And the identity, the choice of identity is moving with that rather than all these little, you know, the whole field of vision and awareness is one. It's not being discriminated anymore. The duality is between, well, there's no duality. I don't know. It's magical.
I just love that. I think we need T-shirts and bumper stickers. You know, one of my favorite things for years has been many are called, but few are chosen. And I love the version of it that many are called and almost nobody answers, right? and so we can be the already chosen. I've already chosen. Right, I've made my decision. It's done. So should I get upset about? No, I've already chosen unconditional love. You know, but isn't that person really worthy of hatred? Maybe, but I've chosen unconditional love.
Yeah,
it's just great.
End of story. Thank you so
much. End of story. Yeah, yeah, we are the already chosen. And, of course, there's just so many ways to interpret that. Yeah? Oh, that's good. Oh, so happy for this squeeze. Thank you, Ramita.
Squeeze back at you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ramita. Oh, I love that. And the interpretation, I guess we could leave with is what we've chosen is unconditional love.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's gorgeous. All right. Well, thank you again, Ashwini. Talk to you manana. Good Lord willing. All right. Bye-bye.
And the good Lord willing and the technology doesn't fail.
Exactly. There it is. And there's much more likelihood of that than the creek rising, at least around where we are, right?
That's right.
Enjoy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.